All the way back to her apartment, it was on my mind that the boy had been crouching there in the darkness, and for one second, I had caught a glimpse of what he was seeing. The two of us lying in each other's arms. "Would you like to come in? I could make some coffee." I wanted to, but something warned me against it. "Better not. I've got a lot of work to do tonight."
"Charlie, is it anything I said or did?"
"Of course not. Just that kid watching us upset me." She was standing close to me, waiting for me to kiss her. I put my arm around her, but it happened again. If I didn't get away quickly, I would pass out.
"Charlie, you look sick."
"Did you see him, Alice? The truth?" She shook her head.
"No.
It was too dark, but I'm sure..." "I've got to go. I'll call you." And before she could stop me, I pulled away. I had to get out of that building before everything caved in. Thinking about it now, I'm certain it was a hallucination. Dr. Strauss feels that emotionally, I'm still in that adolescent state where being close to a woman or thinking of sex sets off anxiety, panic, even hallucinations. He feels that my rapid intellectual development has deceived me into thinking I could live a normal emotional life. But I've got to accept the fact that the fears and blocks triggered in these sexual situations reveal that emotionally, I'm still an adolescent, sexually retarded. I guess he means I'm not ready for a relationship with a woman like Alice Kinnean. Not yet.